Welcome to the Sharon Boland Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. Well, here we are on the very last week of 2021. How quickly this year has gone by. You know, at the end of every year, I take the time to reflect on everything that happened from beginning to end. Did I actually accomplish my goals that I set out in January? Did I finish my projects? Did I really come to a place in my personal walk with God that I advanced in the kingdom? Did I really change the areas in which I needed change? You know, we can make a lot of resolutions and we can have a lot of goals stepping into a new year, but how many of us actually keep up with those goals and finish them and complete those projects and re-honor those resolutions? Well, the numbers are very slim, and there's a reason why. I believe it's because we lack the discipline to do it. Now, I want to give you an example. Every new year, I begin the first 21 days in fasting and prayer. And I actually do 21 consecutive days of teaching. And we have people that join me from all over the world because normally it's an audio teaching. And I do it live every night, and we send out the replays on email so everyone can listen. But what I ask people to do is join me in giving the first month of the new year to God. It's like a tithe. You give Him your time. You think about the changes in your own life that need to be made, the goals that you're setting, and you make every effort to attain that. Now, in those 21 days, God always gives me a word for every new year. This year, 2021, the word is breakthrough. And I have seen breakthrough after breakthrough in my own personal life. Next year, as we step into 2022, it's the word triumph. God is bringing us to a place where we learn how to triumph over every trial and every tribulation that we encounter. Now, in the 21 days of teaching, I actually go into a topic in the Bible. Maybe it's going through the life of a character. For 2021, we went through 21 days of breakthrough with David, and I went through his life and showed you the similarities to David and to us, and how what he went through is affecting us today because we're still going through those things. But he was able to overcome them, and I taught you how to get a breakthrough in the same way he got a breakthrough. Well, in 2022, we're going to be talking about the word triumph. How do you triumph through tribulation? How do you triumph through opposition? How do you make it when you don't think you can make it anymore? You can't do it. You can't go on. You're at the end of the rope. Well, there's a way to do it. So, as we begin 2022 together, what we want to do is start to make a list of the areas of our life we want changed. I think this is very important when you step into a brand new year. You need to think about it. As we're stepping into 2022, let's look into some areas that we can make changes in our own life. I think this is very important for all of us to do, is to make a note, write down a list of the things you want to change. Where are the areas in your life that need improvement? Where are you lacking? Where do you keep failing over and over and over, and you can't seem to conquer that thing? So as we step into 2022, I want you to make a list of the things that you want to change in your own personal life. Make some goals, some things you want to attain. And let's find out by the end of 2022 how you measure up. Now, as we go through the 21 days together, it's very important that we remember that the consecrated time with God is of utmost importance. Fasting gives you the power to overcome things you normally cannot overcome. That's why it's so important. You're fasting from something like food, which is most of us is what is the fast we go on. Others may fast from television or whatever else. But let's say you're fasting from food. Well, you may feel weak at times, but your spirit is getting stronger because instead of the food, you're replacing it with God's word and prayer. And so you begin to change. So as we go through the 21 days of fasting and prayer, what's happening is you are starting to condition your body to receive a word from God, and you're conditioning yourself to pray every day. And so you start to create a habit. You know, it is a noted fact that you can make or break a habit in 21 days. Every 21 days, you have a chance, if you'll stick through 21 days, of breaking a bad habit or starting a new one if you've done it for 21 days. So with that said, if we can think about 21 days, just taking 21 days, it's not that long, and just taking that first period of the year, that first month, that first three-week period, and saying, okay, God, I've done it my way all my life. I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to just try something different. And we just take that and we say, okay, I'm going to commit to this and I'm going to follow through. I'm going to listen to every teaching. I'm going to spend my time in prayer. I'm going to study. And I am going to make a list of all the changes that I want to see in my own life. It's a time for you to reflect on yourself and see the areas that need to be changed. With that said, it's going to take discipline. And I'll tell you that right now, because that's where we miss it most every time. I know in my own life, I've had to learn to discipline myself. Do you know how difficult it is to preach 21 straight messages? The time and energy to prepare, the hours of study and preparation. And we don't charge. We offer this free. We hope people will make a donation, but hey, if they don't, we offer it free. And what we do that for is to benefit the people that will watch and the people that will listen. Because I want your life to be impacted, and I want you to experience something new in the new year. So you think about new and 22. There's a rhyme that everybody's probably going to be using, but it has meaning. The number 22, think about two. It's double. It's a double portion. God wants to bring a double portion of blessing. And He wants to bring us into a place of triumphing in our circumstances instead of being defeated in our circumstances, because most of the times we're defeated. But God wants you to learn to live as a conqueror and one who is triumphant. So I'll be ministering to you on the word triumph and teaching you practical tools on, no matter what you face in your own personal life, how to overcome it. And that's very important. And God has laid it all out in His Word if we just take the time to read and study. So I want you to join me, and I want you to commit. Don't start and you know, disappear on day 3 or 5 or 10 or even 20. Stick through 21 days. Make an effort that you are going to stay with your commitment. Do you know that every year when we have these teachings, we have hundreds, sometimes thousands of people that sign up, and they're getting those emails. So if you can't listen live, you can listen to the replay. Every year, the same thing, 21 days, and we have so many people that sign up. Guess how many people finish? Because we have a lot of people starting on day one. By the time I get to day 21, maybe like 200 people, sometimes less than that. Why is that? Because people don't know how to be disciplined. People don't know how to endure. And you know what you're doing? If you can't make a goal and you can't follow through in 21 days, how in the world are you going to change? How are things going to change for your life in the new year? We've got to take the first part and make a commitment and say, I'm going to stick it out no matter how busy I am, no matter what happens. I'm going to find time for God, study the Word, pray, listen to these messages, and apply them to my life. And I promise you, it will change everything. It changes everything for me every year, and I know it will you. So join me. Again, you can sign up at SharonBoland.com, find out all the information. And I really want you to spend some time alone. I've been emphasizing that on this month's broadcast, all of them, just getting alone, meditating, getting out of the hustle and bustle of the season, and just stopping and thinking. And I want you to evaluate your life. You know, self-evaluation is very important for our growth. We need to stop, especially at the end of a year, review how far did I come this year? Where did I really progress and where did I really decline? Where am I strong and where am I weak? Why do the things that have troubled me for decades still troubling me today? Why are the areas in my life that I've been just hurt in and wounded in still causing me pain? Why am I still dealing with rejection and bitterness and unforgiveness and depression and anxiety? Why am I still doing that? Why am I still holding on to that? Why is that still happening in my life? There are reasons why. And God wants you to be healed. He doesn't want you to stay where you are year after year and go through the same problems year after year. He wants you to be set free. He has come to set us free. But we're living in bondage and we're living in the past and we're living with the scars and the hurts and the pains and we can't make it through. See, it's the year of breakthrough, 2021. And I believe that as we're closing this year, even if there are just a few more days, you can still get a breakthrough. And you can get yourself ready for 2022 to bring you into triumph. Because once you get that breakthrough, then you plateau into triumphing. So no matter what comes your way, you know how to overcome it. And there's a way to do it. Now listen, some battles we're going to lose. But we need to be winning more than we're losing. Because we're not perfect yet, and God's still working on all of us. But He wants to take us from glory to glory. He wants to take us from the dimension we're at to a higher dimension. He wants to make us into His image and put within us the strength to run the race and to endure. But you've got to have discipline. And that is what will happen to you if you will go through 21 days with me, stay the course. I'm teaching you something every day that will be applicable to your life. Listen, you can hear a lot of messages, but they're really not applicable to your life. You may not be able to apply them to that area. But the messages that I will bring in the 21 days, you will be able to take them and say, you know what? That's for me. And I can take and apply that to this problem that I've dealt with for decades, and I can finally get set free. Because isn't that what it's about? Coming into a dimension in where we triumph over trials and tribulations, where we triumph over our discouragements and heartaches, where we triumph over the most difficult times. You know, in my own personal life, I have had to go through so much difficulty and heartache and pain, and it's not been easy. I had no idea when I stepped into the ministry and I surrendered my life to God that it would be a difficult journey. I knew we'd have ups and downs. I just didn't know we'd have so many downs. But through it all, my faith has continued to be stable and solid in the God who called me. I had no real, you know, destiny on my life before I met God. I was just wandering around, doing modeling, doing this, doing that. But when God got a hold of me and showed me my purpose, then I understood my destiny. Then I had a reason to really live. And it's been hard. The road has not been easy, but it's been joyful. And God has taught me joy in the midst of trials. And God has showed me how to persevere when I thought I was going to die. I was married 17 years, and when I received the news, the dreaded news of some things that my husband was involved in, I had no idea if I was going to survive it. I knew that the only option was divorce. And here I am, a preacher, a woman preacher. Now I'm going to be divorced. How will people look at me? I remember laying in the bed for months asking God to kill me. And you may find that as a surprise, but I was at the end. God, why is this happening to Sharon Bolin, me? I'm the one that ministers to people going through this. What is happening to me? That my marriage could be falling apart. My life could be falling apart. And I laid in the bed and I said, God, there is no way, because I had just lost my father. 6 months prior to this, I lost my dad, the one mentor and the one person I trusted more than anyone in my life, the one I depended on for encouragement and strength, and he was gone. And I was grieving, and now my marriage ends. And I'm laying in the bed and I said, God, are you going to kill me? Because nobody could handle this emotion, this trauma. I'm grieving and now I've got to grieve this. I can't make it. If you want to kill me, then just kill me and get it over with. How am I going to survive? How will I preach again? What will I tell my child? And one day I was in my closet at 4 a.m. and I was praying, because when you're distraught and you have nowhere else to go, you talk to God, and you talk to him a lot more when you're going through difficulties. And I was praying and I said, Lord, I can't do this. I'm not going to make it. My life is about to be over. And I was scheduled to preach in a service in New Orleans. And I couldn't do it. I said, Lord, I can't go. I can't focus. I can't think. How am I going to preach to people when I'm the one that needs somebody to preach to me right now? And I heard the Lord say to me, I want you to thrust and lift. And he gave me this vision of an airplane. And I remember just seeing this airplane on the runway, and it was thrusting forward and it was lifting upward. And I thought, what? And I began to search how an airplane really gets off the ground. Even though I'd known a little, I really didn't understand it all. And do you know that the thrusting forward has to be greater than the drag pulling it? And the lifting off has to be greater than the weight pushing it down. So we got four forces at play. Thrust and drag, which are opposite. Lift and weight, which are opposite. So my thrust had to be greater than my drag. And my lift had to be greater than my weight, but I couldn't do it. I was dragging and I was carrying weight. I wasn't thrusting forward and I definitely wasn't lifting. I said, Lord, I need the help of the Holy Spirit. And I began to pray and I began to weep. And when I gave that entire emotional trauma to God, and I said, just take it because I can't do it. Guess what happened? He cut it off. He set me free. And I pushed forward and I thrusted through in prayer. And I lifted above the emotions that I was feeling, and the heartache, and the sense of uncertainty. God set me free that morning at 4 a.m. And if he can set me free, he can set you free. And God wants us to experience something we've never experienced before. Listen, we've all gone through hard times, but I could have remained there. I could be right now stepping into 2022 with the same problems I had years ago, the 3 years ago when my father died. I could be right now in depression and grief. I could be brokenhearted and hurt and feel unforgiveness toward my ex-husband, but God has set me free from it because I thrusted and I lifted. And what did I do? I spent my first 21 days every year giving it to God. And when I sow 21 days of my time to God, you better believe through that year, whatever I face, God's going to come to my rescue because I just gave Him my best. I gave Him the first fruit. I gave Him the first part of my year. So because I had done that, God came to my rescue and He set me free. You see, it pays to spend time with God. It pays to spend time in His presence. It pays to give the first 21 days of the new year to God because there are great rewards that come throughout the year and you'll experience it. And I want you to experience it with me. Stay the course, be committed, be faithful, and let's endure 21 days together as we step into 2022. So all of the information to register, you do have to register and sign up. That's the only way we can send you the messages once they have been aired live, and you can get the replay so you can listen to it more than once if you'd like, or if you miss it, of course, you can get it in your inbox. So be sure to sign up at SharonBoland.com. And I am believing with you that 2022 will be the greatest year ever. Doesn't matter what the economy looks like, who's in the White House, or if things seem to be falling apart, God is going to give us the endurance to triumph in tribulation, triumph in heartache, triumph in discouragement, because greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. Well, blessed be His name. Happy New Year to you and your loved ones, and I pray that it will be the greatest yet that you have experienced. Visit me at SharonBoland.com and sign up for the 21 days of fasting and prayer. And if you need prayer today, or you just want to make a comment on this podcast, send me an email to contact@SharonBoland.com. God bless you. We'll look forward to seeing you in 2022.